the people who dream, and those people who dream big have a different kind of life than the people who don't dream.
If you do not do what you're doing right now well, your goal is just going to be a fancy desire, isn't it?
Whether it's fear or anxiety, whatever it may be, I believe that every single person who's going out to chase their dreams has those voices in their head. I think it's part of the human experience.
Stay strong, have faith, keep pushing through. I've said this before, and I'm living proof of it, is that on the other side of your struggle is something good. On your other side of your struggle is something better. On the other side of your struggle is some sort of success.
So I'm here to tell you today that you can have anything you want, be anyone you want, but you're gonna have to work.
See, dreams, aspirations, they're not easily attained. But one of the hardest things to do is to keep going, is to keep chasing.
You don't realize your dreams are so important because your DNA, who you are as a person, is wrapped up in your dreams.
Go after this thing called life. Don't look back and have regrets. Understand that you're at a place and a position right now when hard work and valuing people, nothing can stop you, I promise you.
You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it.
So your dream will cause you to go insane, because what you want, it hunts you every single night. See, the big dogs, they won't give you the opportunity. You're going to have to take it.
Keep striving. Never give up. Fall down 7 times. Get up 8.
No matter what happens, you will not quit, because quitting is not an option, because you have a why, you have a passion, you have a purpose.
The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, I'm the one, I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I have a dream.
Your DNA is in your dream.
This is your moment. And you got to look in the mirror and believe that.
Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
So take advantage of today. Take advantage of tomorrow. Take advantage of every opportunity that you have to do what you want in life.
It's time to ignite the dream. It's time for you to stop settling for just money and really open your game up.
Dreams require sacrifices. Like, my city's expensive, move. My car payments are high, sell your car and take the bus. This is dreams we're talking about. We're talking about dreams.
Why did you give up on your dream? Why did you settle? Why? Why did you let that dream go? The dream that meant so much to you. Why did you let it go? Was it because you listened to those around you? Those who didn't reach their own dream? Did you listen to them when they imposed their limits on you? They said be realistic. They said take that job. Was it because you had no examples close to you of anyone who actually went after their dream and refused to settle for less? Why did you give up? When you're young, you know without question, there are no limits. There's nothing you cannot be, nothing you cannot accomplish, no heights you cannot scale. You know that. But as time wears on, for most people, life chips away a little more at their soul, chips away at their ambitions, chips away at their belief in themselves. Opinions get inside and poison their soul. This world is filled with smart people who didn't make it. Smart people that lost hope. Smart people that gave up. Smart people who lacked the courage to listen to the voice inside that says, yes, I can. And instead listen to society who said most people don't. Most people fail. It's too risky. Play it safe. I will not play it safe. I refuse to accept less than my potential. No, it is not too late. It's now time to regain your power. No, it's not too late. If you're breathing, there's time. If you're breathing, the time is now. The time is now to live. The time is now to go after the experiences you want to live. The dream you want to see in your reality. The abundance you deserve. The joy and potential that has been laying dormant inside you. It's time to wake up. You are capable. Others before you have done it with less intelligence, with less resources, with less education, with less help. There's no excuse that is valid. You just need to summon up the courage to go for it. The strength to fight through setbacks. The persistence to keep going until you see it. And the presence to enjoy it when it comes. Your time is now. In years to come, make sure the question they ask you is not why did you give up on your dream, but how did you make your dream become a reality?
You've got to figure out what it is that actually makes you feel alive. And if you understand that the game that you're playing is actually a game of brain chemistry and that nothing else matters, there's no objective truth, there's no one path to glory, there's no one life for you to live. There's only the subjective truth, the thing inside you, that gut instinct, that voice that whispers to you. You've got to learn to trust that. You've got to learn to trust it by building it up. You've got to learn to trust it by taking actions and gut checking yourself and asking, is that me? Is that who I want to be? Or is that somebody else, cultural voice, my parents, my lover, whatever, trying to speak through me? And as Harley Davidson said, when writing the story of your life, don't let anyone else hold the pen. So right now, ask yourself, who's writing your story? Is it you? Are you really listening to the voice in your head? Are you looking at and living by the things that give you the chills? Or are you trying to live a life that somebody else wants for you? And remember, when you think about that question, what William James said, act as if what you do matters, because it does. Even if for nobody else, every step you take, every thought that you allow to permeate your mind, everything that you obsess about, your dreams, the things that you want, the hopes that you spend your time with, they matter to you because they tell you who you are. They tell you who you're trying to become. And ultimately, those things that you let monopolize your mind will become you. So if somebody else is holding the pen, if somebody else is forcing you to write something that doesn't make you feel alive, that is a life lost. And that is how you die, my friends, before you ever had a chance to live.
I need you to develop that what now mentality. You know exactly what I'm talking about. When you lose that job, when everything disappears, what now? Let me tell you. What now is dedication, relentless effort to achieve your dreams, putting a plan together, not just jumping into the water with no life vest, putting a strategic plan together to be greater than you were yesterday, to be greater than anything anybody could ever imagine. See, this thing about dreams, we believe that it's up to other people to believe. And the truth is, the only person that needs to believe in you is you. Sometimes when terrible things happen to us, we go into this dark shell and we stay there. And we believe that this darkness will be our home forever. But you gotta understand that every pain is a lesson. Every lesson that you learn in the process of life, it's turning you into something phenomenal. Life is painful. In it, we lose some of the greatest things we ever had. But one of the hardest things to do is to keep going. Is to keep chasing. You show the beautiful, beautiful taste of greatness.
You blend your trials and tribulations with triumph and celebration. Because your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, your mother, your grandfather, your grandmother, they're depending on you. But first you must ask yourself, are you willing to lay down and bleed so you can see the dream? They won't understand this grind, this blood, sweat, and tears of waking up every day, doing something over and over again, knowing that you may not even get paid for it. Knowing that you don't even have a meal to eat at night. You see, that is the true sign of a champion. When I say rise, king and queens, I say rise for you, not for me. That freshman is getting ready to go to college. Are you going to take the obstacles that come with it? Are you going to study when they party? Are you going to dream when they sleep? Are you going to beat the obstacles? This is the question you must ask yourself. What are we holding back from? What are we holding back from?
I got to be honest with you. You don't want to look back on your life, old and gray, and say, I could have. Or I should have taken that one opportunity, that one action, that one chance that could have given me a completely different life.
To move that inch in order to build even just the slightest bit of momentum, one inch is all it takes. It's the time in your life where it's do or die. What are you going to do?
Lock into what you want and lock out everything that wants to keep you from getting there.
What makes you feel happy and fulfilled? What lights you up? From inside, how do you want to feel as a successful person?
It's the time when you're feeling like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. You're in the dark, but it's up to you to change your perception to shed some light on where you are. It's the time when you're ready to give up. But you know if you do, you'll never be able to live with yourself with the guilt and shame of not pulling yourself out of this state.
Become your biggest support system. You can't keep allowing the lack of support from others to discourage you to the point where you don't take action and you end up giving up on your dreams.
Overnight success is a fantasy, but real success is within your reach, no matter who you are, no matter where you are at in your life right now.
For you to claw your way back out of where you've put yourself in, understand it was you that put you there, no one else. You. You are here because of you, and you're the only person that can get back out of it.
So most people stop. But successful entrepreneurs, avid learners, and growth-centered individuals know that becoming better is a continuous, consistent process, not a game with an end.
Sometimes we get too hung up on who doesn't support our dream, right? My wife doesn't support my dream. My husband doesn't support my dream. My parents don't believe in my dream. Well, let me ask you a very important question. Do you support your dream? Your gifts, your abilities, your value, it's about you.
You created the path. You already lined the way, and because of it, it's now easier to identify the things that need to be learned from. Now you own it.
You've heard of the instant success stories, the legends, the trailblazers, the rock stars. They are the ones we envy. They are the ones we want to be.
The stories you've heard about people who achieve overnight success, they are just stories. It's a lot sexier to say someone just showed up and success rained down on them. But it's not the truth. There's always a hidden backstory of hard work, of struggle, of pain. No one gets to the top without identifying what success feels like for them, without sticking to it for 10 years or more, without mastery.
If you can't think, if you can't bring yourself to move out of your current mental state to one of growth, purpose, and progress, I want you to follow me. Take a deep inhale. Ask yourself what you need in your life right now. Close your eyes and exhale into the vision you have for your life. It's going to allow you to climb back out of the hole that you put yourself in, shed light on your current position, and be grateful for the experiences that are now about to take place. I'll ask you now, what is above you? What's in front of you? You can't go any lower. You spiraled down as far as you can go. The only direction now is up. All you have to do is just move that 1 inch.
Many people won't understand why you're grinding. They won't understand why you're attending masterminds and private workshops instead of partying all night long at the club. They're not going to understand that you know that short-term sacrifices lead to long-term prosperity.
Sometimes you need to let go of what you want now to get what you want later. But it's worth it because you're playing the long game. Success takes time. Success takes effort. But I promise you that when you finally get there, you'll look back at all of it and you won't regret a single moment.
They won't understand that you're building a lifestyle that most people only dream about, adding value that will impact thousands of people, and that what you do will leave a legacy long after you're gone from this earth. They're not going to understand any of that. And you know what? You shouldn't care if they understand this or not.
Here's the thing. Two people can get to the one destination. They can get to the same destination, but who's stronger at the end? The one who had it easier or the one who started further back? Who started in a deeper hole? Who had to overcome more adversity? Those two people are going to get to the same spot, the same destination. One of them is going to be stronger.
Your only objective is to lock in on what you truly want for your life. So from now on, get rid of the things that are just a distraction. If it doesn't fall in alignment with your goals, your values, the direction you want to go, and the place you want to be, it is not for you.
You need to define your chief aim, not someone else's. The only way to achieve success without giving up on your happiness is to understand and define what is it like for you.
You got to understand that when you have a vision or a great purpose to add value to the world, this is your journey alone to travel.
You need to train yourself to look further than a few months or years. What do you want to do and have at that time? Who do you want to be? How do you want to serve and contribute? When you have that vision, get real with yourself and ask, what needs to happen now to make that future vision my reality?
So take a deep inhale, stand up straight, lift your chin off your chest, pull your shoulders back, and start to look in the direction of where you want to go. Move that inch.
When you get to that state, creating results in your area of expertise is almost effortless. It's an organic process that comes easily to you.
Remember, the further you spiral down just means the more growth there is on the way back up and the stronger you'll be.
And you're still waiting around for some kind of signal to finally go hard and give your dreams everything you got.
Stop seeing it as work ahead of you, but there's only growth ahead of you. There's only strength that can be had. That's it. You can only go up from here, and the growth is needed to be where you want to be.
I want you to tell yourself right now that you don't need permission to pursue your dreams. Not my permission, not your family's permission, not loved ones, not any experts, gurus, or anybody else. You've never needed anyone else's permission to tap into your greatness.
The only kind of success that matters is the kind that lasts. If you achieve success only to have it slip through your fingers, all you have then is disappointment.
Understand that you can't change what you've done wrong, but you can change your perception of it, and that's what's going to help you move that inch.
So in order to succeed, take your life to that next level. You've got to get to the point where your dreams become more important than anyone and everything else.
You've done all the hard work. Think about that. You've done all the hard work to get to the bottom. You've now learned the lessons. You've taken ownership, responsibility of the situation and everything you've done. You're now being forced to create a balanced perspective of every single thing that you've done. And rather than have guilt and shame that you are where you are and all the things that you've done wrong, create the balanced perspective. It's neither good nor bad. It's neither positive nor negative. It is neutral. And you'll be turning all that stress into strength.
Your purpose is more important than your girlfriend or your boyfriend's opinions. Your purpose is more important than your mother or your father's opinions. Your purpose goes way beyond anybody's perception of who you are and what you are capable of.
You've created the mental space for forward thinking, and you can identify the immediate action in order to feel yourself about to move that inch. Accept it. Be satisfied with it.
You've wasted enough time. You've wasted enough money. You've done enough of everything that has kept you back from your greatness. Now's your moment to do everything that pushes you closer toward your dreams.